Welcome to Epicast, a podcast series about epidemics from Sonar Global. Our aim is to explore the social dimensions of infectious disease outbreaks so that we can get better at controlling them. In this special Epicast, we discuss the issue of antimicrobial resistance. My name is Denny de Vries and I'm an anthropologist working at the Amsterdam Institute for Global Health and Development and the University of Amsterdam. And this podcast was made in the context of a workshop in Amsterdam where a group of experts came together in the fall of 2019 to develop a curriculum on antimicrobial resistance for social scientists. After the workshop, we invited these experts to say a few words about why they think the social sciences are important to the challenge which antimicrobial resistance is posing. So I want to give a big thanks to Claire Chandler, Anthony Bouillot, Louise Munkholm, John Paget, Constance Schultz, Nicolet Fortenay, Stephanie Begeman, and Suzanne Naiga. Oh, and by the way, the music you're hearing in the background and in between the speakers is not just any music. It's a song called Universe by a project called Biota Beats that includes artists, musicians, scientists, and engineers. It's led by David Kong at MIT and is made from the collection of bacteria living in the human body. Scale bacteria from South America provide percussion, hand bacteria from Africa, deep bass, mouth bacteria from Europe, a jaunty electronic melody, ear bacteria from Asia, the funky harmony, nose bacteria from North America, the atmospherics, and an energetic drum loop made out of the elbow bacteria from Australia. In other words, what you're hearing is the microbiome singing itself. But what are they singing about? Perhaps some of our experts will provide some of the clues.
My name is Claire Chandler. I work as a professor in medical anthropology at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. My background training is in anthropology. I did my undergraduate in anthropology and a PhD in anthropology and public health, but I also have a degree in epidemiology. I've been working on the topic of AMR for about 5 years, although I've been working on the topic of medicines and their relationship with care in global health for over 15 years. I think it's essential that social sciences take a central role in thinking through the challenges of antimicrobial resistance. We often think of it as an anthropogenic problem, rather like climate change, one of science's solutions becoming science's problems. And I believe we really need social research to figure out how we move on from here, both to understand how we came to this place and why we're so entangled with antimicrobial medicines in healthcare and beyond, and how some people bear costs of this more than others, and others reap benefits more than others, as well as to understand how we might mitigate the risks and how different strategies to address AMR will work, how they might create work, and how they do work for different people and groups around the world. To do this requires a sound research base of social inquiry, to render visible and legible the social aspects of the AMR problem, how it's formulated and how solutions are being made. This is not merely a methodological issue, but one that requires careful thought, for which numerous theories of how the social, biosocial and infrastructural worlds are working can be hugely useful.
My name is Anthony Bouillot. I work as a project specialist at CRCF, which is the regional center for training and research on epidemics in Dakar, Senegal, West Africa. My background training is in health socioeconomy, and I study infectious disease in limited resource countries. I have been working on the topic of AMR for about 5 years, mainly on antiviral treatment resistance and therapeutic failure for patients living with infectious disease. I think that there is an urgent and a huge need to conduct pluridisciplinary researches on AMR to gauge the global impact, but also to propose solutions. We know, for instance, that for an effective public health response, there is a need to consider the social factors. So social scientists should be able to produce analyses on the social, cultural, economical and political dimension of AMR, which should be also integrated to medical and public health analyses for what we call a systemic approach.
My name is Louise Munkholm. I work as a postdoctoral researcher at Roskilde University in Denmark. My background training is in sociology of law and political science. I have been working on the topic of AMR for about 1 year together with a small group of colleagues. Concretely, we are investigating the global policy dynamics of AMR, including the ways in which global AMR policies are negotiated and implemented. We do that because we believe it is important to understand AMR not only as a biological issue, but as a social phenomenon related to how we live our lives, how we perceive and treat diseases, how we consume, how we produce, and so on. Indeed, we need more research on the social, political, cultural, and economic dimensions of AMR to be better equipped for developing solutions that can reduce the emergence and transmission of AMR. But there are not that many social scientists yet that conduct research on AMR.
My name is Dr. John Padgett, and I work at the Nivel in the Netherlands, the Netherlands Institute for Health Services Research. My background training is as an economist first. Then I studied medical demography, and then I did a PhD in epidemiology with a specialization in the surveillance of infectious diseases. I've been working on the topic of AMR for 5 to 10 years now. That social scientists are included in the field of AMR. And the reason for this is that so far they've played a limited role. It's my assessment of the situation. So far, in the field of AMR, work has been led by clinicians working mainly with patients and especially at a hospital level, and microbiologists who are measuring resistant levels and their patterns. Another group that's been active are veterinarians and farmers. That's more in the animal livestock field. There is a need to move AMR to include more social science in the field of AMR on a number of levels. These include communication strategies, the legal frameworks, behavioral change, and also working with vulnerable groups, so identifying groups that need special attention.
My name is Constance Schultz. I am a clinical microbiologist and professor of global health, and I work at the Amsterdam Institute for Global Health and Development and the Department of Global Health of the Amsterdam University Medical Center of the University of Amsterdam. My background training is in medicine, after which I have specialized in clinical microbiology. I have been working on the topic of antimicrobial resistance since almost 20 years. From my experience as a clinical microbiologist, I know how important social and behavioral sciences are in healthcare in general, and certainly in the context of antimicrobial resistance. For example, diagnostics and antimicrobial stewardship, which are key activities in clinical microbiology, are very technical, but at the same time are driven by professional and patient behavior, laws and regulations, and economics. Improving on these requires social sciences. When working on antimicrobial resistance from a global health perspective, we need to acknowledge its complexity. We need to be aware that at each and every level of society, from the molecular processes in resistant bacteria up to the United Nations, Drivers of antimicrobial resistance are present and need to be addressed in order to keep antimicrobials accessible in the way they have been in recent decades. To halt these drivers, we need interdisciplinary approaches that include the social sciences.
My name is Nicolas Fortanet. I am a researcher in sociology at the French Institute for Agricultural Research based in University Paris-Dauphine. My background training is in sociology of animal health as part of global social sciences approaches to food, health and agriculture. I have been working on the topic of AMR for about 5 years. My research focuses on the use of antibiotics in livestock farming and more generally on the current transformations of the regulatory regime of veterinary medicines. That includes work on farmers, the veterinary profession and diverse agri-food industries, as well as the veterinary drug market as such and the effect of AMR policies on animal health practices. As a social scientist, I mainly base my research in the fields of sociology, anthropology and STS, but I also develop interdisciplinary collaborations with economists and veterinary scientists. I believe that integration of social sciences in AMR research and policy is very important for several reasons. First of all, a major contribution of social sciences compared to biomedical and veterinary sciences is to shift the focus from individuals to infrastructures. Indeed, there is nowadays too many research, even qualitative, that are only focusing on the behaviors of antibiotic end users, such as patients or farmers, or prescribers, such as doctors and veterinarians, considering that the most important and efficient way to reduce antimicrobial use is for them to change their attitudes and representations. This conception is, according to me, biased by a limited understanding of the role of social sciences in qualitative research, which tends to put the blame on individuals instead of trying to understand the systemic drivers of antimicrobial use, whether they are social, historical, technical, economic, or institutional, for example. Social sciences tend to approach this issue through the notion of antibiotic infrastructures or antibiotic as infrastructures to highlight the fact that antibiotics are embedded in global healthcare and food systems that have been designed in such a way that they are so highly dependent on antimicrobial use. This is this systemic or structural dependence that has to be tackled, as individual behaviors are a consequence of it and not the other way around. Secondly, I think that social sciences can help to develop a critical understanding of the knowledge and controversies that are structuring the AMR problem and therefore designing the solutions that we try to implement. Many debates that are so important today, such as those surrounding the notion of critically important antimicrobials or antimicrobial stewardship, carry actually specific framings of the AMR problem that, if we are not reflexive and critical about, could completely let other essential components of the problem into darkness. Those framings also reflect a specific balance of power in terms of knowledge and interests, and in order to be able to design and implement equitable AMR policies, it is important to sometimes deconstruct the way a problem is framed. For example, the obsessive focus on reducing antimicrobial use, which is carried by high-income countries, tend to forget the critical issue of accessing antibiotics, which is much more relevant for many low- and middle-income countries. Social sciences are equipped with specific theories and methodology to provide AMR research and policy with this critical analysis. Thirdly, social sciences, and in particular qualitative ones, pay great attention to contexts. It is indeed very important to inform AMR research and policy with very fine descriptions of the variety of practices, systems, and dynamics that influence antimicrobial use.
Hello, my name is Stephanie Begemann, and I work as a clinical veterinarian in a veterinary practice in The Hague, in the Netherlands. So my background is first of all a veterinary surgeon, but I also have a second master in medical anthropology and sociology, completed at the University of Amsterdam. And I have recently completed a PhD at the University of Liverpool, combining both my veterinary and medical anthropology background. The topic of this PhD was the study of antimicrobial policies in the UK dairy industry and the practices of these policies. So altogether, I've been working on the topic of AMR for roughly about 4 years. I think it is really, really important to integrate the social sciences in AMR. Also, looking back at my research, so up to date, we find that in debates on antibiotic use in food animals, farmers and vets are often blamed for misusing and overusing antibiotics. And we find that as a result of this blame game, that antibiotic policies, such as antibiotic surveillance systems, education programs, guidelines, they all focus on farmers and vets to rationalize their inappropriate behavior. But actually, my own PhD research has revealed that antibiotic use in food animals is far from a behavioral matter, with solely farmers and vets as responsible actors. And instead, what I found was that farmers and vets are often constrained in their antibiotic choices by economic liaisons and expectations of actors such as the food supply chains, consumers, pharmaceutical companies, governance bodies, and many more actors. So in my personal opinion, I think we really need more research from social scientists to examine these complex agricultural economic networks in countries, and how these agricultural economic networks influence how antibiotics actually circulate, end up being used on farms, and as a result end up in potentially AMR. And with this research, this could really help inform antibiotic policies and future research areas.
My name is Susan Naiga. I'm a social scientist based at the Infectious Diseases Research Collaboration in Uganda. I'm currently leading the Antimicrobials in Society study, which is an anthropological research project aimed at better understanding the use of antibiotics in Ugandan society. I'm also a PhD candidate at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. My research focuses on how and why antibiotics are deployed in everyday life, in rural households, in Uganda, for humans, animals, and in crops. I've been working on the topic of antimicrobial resistance for over 2 years now. Integrating social sciences in antimicrobial resistance provides the opportunity for us to immerse ourselves in the communities that we are engaging with through our research and try to understand the everyday realities of living in these places and how antibiotics fit in that picture. This also allows us to pay attention to how antibiotics are actually used in everyday life without making assumptions about misuse or inappropriate use of antibiotics beforehand. It is through understanding the role of antibiotics in everyday life that we can then consider ways to address factors that drive antimicrobial resistance, such as the widespread use of antibiotics, while minimizing unintended consequences.
This concludes our special epicast on AMR. We've heard several anthropologists, a political scientist, sociologist, a microbiologist, veterinarian surgeon, and an epidemiologist emphasize the importance of collaboration and the need for better integration of the social sciences in the problem of antimicrobial resistance. We learned that using a social science lens means seeing the problem of antimicrobial use or access in its broader context,
By better understanding the everyday life of those who prescribe or use antibiotics, we learn to reframe the problem away from the individual blame game of irrational behavior to the larger infrastructural contexts which hold this behavior in place. We learn to see not just the individual actor, but the entire system which constrained behavioral solutions. It is this complexity which is so telling of the need for interdisciplinary collaboration, if we want to tackle this difficult societal challenge. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Thank you for listening.